Stack, this is dictating on Sheila Laporta. Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. Sheila. Laporta is L-A-P-O-R-T-A. P as in Paul. Sheila Laporta, date of birth 1736. Date of visit 3-24-26. Please make copy for Gerald Woodard, D-O. Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Gerald Woodard, D-O. Next paragraph, dear Chip, C-H-I-P. Thank you for sending Sheila Laporta for evaluation. Next paragraph, Chip complaint is history of COPD and recurrent bronchitis. Next, just present illness. This is a 91-year-old lady with a history of recurrent bronchitis. Has a long-standing history of smoking for over 60 years. The patient has had persistent bronchitis since the past 2 months and has been on antibiotics, including Amoxicillin, with no significant benefit. She she has had a cough, brings up thick yellowish sputum, and denied fevers or chills or hemoptysis. She does have some shortness of breath. And she's presently not on any oxygen at home. The patient did lose some weight. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history of chronic bronchitis. He also has hypothyroidism. There's no significant surgical history. Next paragraph, allergies. The sulfur drugs. Next, habits. The patient smoked 6 to 8 cigarettes per day for 50 years. I'm sorry, over 50 years. No significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Both parents died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. There's no cataracts or glaucoma. I'm sorry, she has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or rectal bleed. She denies chest pain or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg swelling. And denies anxiety or depression. She has no easy bruising, but she does have some joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included diazide 1 capsule a day, Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, and albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next, system review. No, I'm sorry, not system review. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly white female with lead, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure. The blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 100, respirations 18, temperature 975, weight is 123, saturation 94. HGN rate norms, phallic pupils reactive. Thymus moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Next up, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly, no venous distension. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds of regular, someone has two, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness, reflexive 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and emphysema. And number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3, hypothyroidism. And number 4 is recurrent bronchitis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient will get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study. CBC, complete metabolic profile. And was advised to use a nebulizer with 2-1-up solution 3 times daily. Also started on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days. Prednisone 10 milligrams BID for 1 week, once daily for a week. Advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this concentration. Oh, can you also mention the patient will have a nocturnal oxygen saturation study done to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. Thank you for this concentration. Doc, this is a copy for Dr. Gerald Woodard. W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Gerald Woodard. Thank you.